From Greenville, South Carolina, we present... Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
We're delighted to welcome you to this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. In just a few minutes, we'll hear from Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns continues his series in the book of Joshua. The text is chapter 18, verses 2 through 6. In verse 3, Joshua asks the children of Israel a question that seems especially appropriate for Christians in this last week of the year. How long are ye slack to go to possess the land which the Lord God of your fathers hath given you? Believers may well ask themselves, am I living in the fullness of all that Christ has purchased for me? Those who are unsaved are faced with the same question. How long will you put off laying hold of Christ's saving grace? Joshua counseled his people to draw lots for the remaining portions of the land, and then to survey the land in preparation for possessing it. First of all, Dr. Cairns is seeking to analyze the problem, presenting the reasons for God's people failing to make the progress they should be in the Christian life. Like the children of Israel, many believers have started out well, but they have somehow ceased to go on with God. Among the reasons for this failure may be indolence, procrastination, or fear of failure. Although God's promises have not changed, nor has His power diminished, our vision has become clouded. Our initial zeal has faded. There are scriptural solutions to these problems, which Dr. Cairns will provide in the course of this week's broadcast. In just a few minutes, Dr. Cairns will bring the next portion of a message entitled, An Ancient Answer to a Timeless Problem. First, please enjoy this devotional thought from Morning by Morning, taken from the collection of writings by Charles Haddon Spurgeon.
This morning's text is found in Job chapter 8, verse 11. Can the rush grow up without mire? The rush is spongy and hollow, and even so is a hypocrite. There is no substance or stability in him. It is shaken to and fro in every wind, just as formalists yield to every influence. For this reason the rush is not broken by the tempest, neither are hypocrites troubled with persecution. I would not willingly be a deceiver or be deceived. Perhaps the text for this day may help me try myself whether I be a hypocrite or no. The rush by nature lives in water, and owes its very existence to the mire and moisture wherein it has taken root. Let the mire become dry, and the rush withers very quickly. Its greenness is absolutely dependent upon circumstances. A present abundance of water makes it flourish, and a drought destroys it at once. Is this my case? Do I only serve God when I am in good company, or when religion is profitable and respectable? Do I love the Lord only when temporal comforts are received from His hands? If so, I am a base hypocrite, and like the withering rush, I shall perish when death deprives me of outward joys. But can I honestly assert that when bodily comforts have been few, and my surroundings have been rather adverse to grace than at all helpful to it, I have still held fast my integrity? Then have I hope that there is genuine, vital godliness in me. The rush cannot grow without mire, but the plants of the Lord's right hand planting can and do flourish even in the year of drought. A godly man often grows best when his worldly circumstances decay. He who follows Christ for his bag is a Judas. They who follow for loaves and fishes are children of the devil. But they who attend him out of love to himself are his own beloved ones. Lord, let me find my life in thee, and not in the mire of this world's favor or gain.
My life.
You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We're glad that you've tuned in today, and we're especially grateful for those of you who make this program a regular part of your day. We continue to receive encouraging responses to these broadcasts, and your words of appreciation and support mean a great deal to us as we seek to proclaim the unsearchable riches of Christ. If you would be interested in learning more about the Free Presbyterian Church, you might like to receive a copy of our booklet, Separated Under the Gospel, which briefly sets out the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church. That, and any other literature we offer on these broadcasts, is free for the asking. You may contact us by email, by telephone, or by regular mail. You may write to Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy these programs, you might like to visit our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget the word radio, ltbsradio.com. In addition to the regular programs, the website contains video clips of Dr. Cairns answering questions regarding various issues, such as what is the gospel, how is the death of Christ relevant in the 21st century, and can you be sure you're saved? These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com. Thank you.
How long are you slack to enter into Christ? This should be the most important business of your life. Outstripping anything else that you may be involved in, taking precedence over every human activity and every earthly relationship, this should be the all-important thing. How is it with my soul? Am I saved? If I'm not saved, why not? Christ is able to save to the uttermost them that come unto God by him. How long are you slack? What is there out of Christ? Out of Christ there's sin, there's guilt, there's shame, there's alienation from God, there's the condemnation of the broken law, and there is the sentence of the eternal midnight and the outer darkness of a lost hell. Think of what you're missing. Then answer Joshua's question. How long are you slack to enter into Christ? Waste no time in fleeing to the Savior. When the Scripture says, flee from the wrath to come, doesn't mean to wait until tomorrow, or until you're married, or until you're an old man. Those things may never come your way. Tomorrow is only eternity hidden from your view. Flee to the Lord Jesus Christ. There is a question here then that is pertinent for many unsaved people. But this question is obviously directed first and foremost to the saints of God, to God's own redeemed people. How long are ye slack to go in to possess the land which the Lord God of your fathers has given you? I want us to think of this text in this portion today and see in it what I'll call an ancient answer to a timeless problem. Let me start with what the problem is. You'll see it immediately. The problem in Joshua chapter 18 for these seven tribes was that you had many of God's people who were not living in the full enjoyment of their Lord's provision. Now the Lord had made a very full provision. The land of Canaan was the queen of lands. It was the land that the eyes of the Lord were upon from day to day. It was the land that was perfectly provided. It was perfectly provisioned. It was a land of hills and valleys, of plenteous water. In the Middle East, just as anywhere, but certainly in that climate, that made it a unique land. A land of fullness and fatness and plenty. It was the land of God's provision. Now, these people had begun to enter in. They had come out of Egypt. They had come through the wilderness. They had got across the Jordan. They were in the promised land. They were going into it in the train of the triumph of Joshua, their captain. They were, you would say, already in partial possession. They had enough in many ways to satisfy them. But the trouble was they had stopped making progress. They had come so far, and now they were stuck. They had stopped making progress. And there beyond the borders of where they were sitting, there was the fullness of Christ's provision for them. There were all the wonders of their particular inheritance within the land. And they were not enjoying that fullness. That was the problem. At least one leading aspect of it. Does that not immediately remind you of many of God's people? Saved by grace, through faith in the finished work of Jesus Christ, rejoicing in the doctrines of God's grace and salvation, and yet somehow, having come so far, They have stopped. I think of the words of Paul to the church of the Galatians. He said, ye did run well. Who did hinder you that ye should not obey the truth? I wonder, am I speaking to Christians this morning of whom that text is particularly true? You did run well, but someone or something has come in to hinder you, and you're not obeying the truth. You're not going on with God. Come to a dead halt. I think there are many Christians whose conscience stirs and says, thou art the man, not living in the full enjoyment of the Lord's provision for you. The reasons for this are set forth with some clarity. And I think we don't have to ponder too deeply. How long are you slack when you look at this in the context of the whole book? I think you can see there is first and foremost right on the surface the reason that they were guilty of indolence and laziness. Is there a greater sin among God's people today? In fact, could you not say in some sense that all our other sins may be traceable back to this? We become indolent and lazy? The great Puritan preacher Thomas Brooks said, a lazy Christian will always lack four things: comfort, content, confidence, and assurance. How true that is. Those old Puritans were great physicians of the soul. They understood how to get under the skin and get to the very heart. Theirs was a Calvinism that was intensely practical. How true this is. Christians who are too lazy to go on with God and keep making progress to the full enjoyment of all that is theirs by right in Jesus Christ will lack the comfort of their profession. They will lack that contentment that godliness brings as great gain. They will lack the confidence to prevail with God in prayer and prevail with men for God. They will lack much of the assurance of grace, of God's presence, that joyous knowledge that it is well with their soul, that they're rightly related to God. Indolence and laziness. Then I think there is obviously the idea of procrastination. How long are ye slack? I think we may well accept the suggestion that they intended to go in, but not at the moment. Had you gone to any of those tribes and their leaders to say to them, have you come to a conclusion that you have no intention of proceeding into the full enjoyment of what is there before you in the land? They would have said, not at all. We fully intend to go in. Not just at the moment. Procrastination. When Alexander was asked the secret of how, as just a youth, he conquered the world, he said, by not delaying. I think Christians could learn a lot from that. By not delaying. Procrastination. Listen, if it is right to do something, if it is the will of God to do that thing, if it is the command of Scripture to do that thing, then do it now. That's simple. So many of God's people are procrastinating their lives away. Some of you have gone from year to year thinking it will be better next year. It doesn't happen. How long are you slack to enter into the full enjoyment of God's provision? I think in context of this book, there may well have been fear. They knew about the giants that were left, at least as to a remnant of them, in each area. They knew that there were battles ahead. Oh, the war was won. As I pointed out before, the land had rest in that never again in this period of history did the national army need to be assembled. The battle was won, or the war was won. The land was subdued. Israel was undoubtedly the master of the land. But in each individual place where the tribes would go, there were still pockets of resistance. There were enemies to be faced and battles to be fought. And it could well be, when these tribes heard about the Canaanites and their iron chariots and their giant soldiers, fear struck their heart. Fear. Fear of what it would cost. The fear of what it would involve. I have known many Christians who have been afraid to commit themselves 100% to the service of Christ. I have had Christians tell me, I am afraid that God might call me to the mission field, or God might send me there, or get me to do something else. You know, that fear is a debilitating thing. One of England's greatest ever orators and parliamentarians is a man that you may well know by his quotation that all that it takes for evil to triumph is for good men to do nothing. Edmund Burke was the one who said, "No passion so robs the mind of all its powers of acting and reasoning as fear."
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.